This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Despite the pandemic, tourism soared in 2021 for both Wisconsin and Winnebago County. In Winnebago County, tourism generated $458 million in economic impact, up 17% from the year before, and 4,000 full and part-time jobs, up 6% from 2020. Oshkosh CVB Director Amy Albright says tourism is so important, and they could not be more excited to see visitor spending and economic impact rebound from the year before. As promised, the Oshkosh Police Department released its annual report earlier this week. I told you on Tuesday that police responded to nearly 47,000 calls last year. While property crimes were down, police statistics showed that there was an increase in crimes against people. Both assaults and sex offenses were way up. Assaults up 34% and sex offense up 24% from the year before. That Oshkosh teenager accused of stabbing an Oshkosh West police officer nearly 3 years ago has had his trial postponed again. The attempted homicide trial at Grand Furman won't begin until January of 2023 now. Page 2, the City Plan Commission has approved plans for a tiny house neighborhood for the north side of town. The Oshkosh Kids Foundation wants to build 37 tiny homes for the homeless. Residents would not only live there, they'd receive job training and financial instruction, all in the hopes of getting their own place someday. The cost of the project, nearly $4.5 million, will be paid in part by the federal government. The Plan Commission is also recommending the current Jackson-Oregon Street Bridge be replaced by a high-level fixed bridge. The bridge remains closed today with no plans from the state DOT for replacing it or repairing it at this time. In sports, Oshkosh West girls softball team plays in the first round of the state girls softball tournament today in Madison. The Wildcats meet the undefeated Kakata team in the first round. And the Wisconsin Herd will be calling the Oshkosh Arena home for a few more years. The team has signed an agreement with the arena, a multi-year deal. Terms of the deal were not disclosed to us. And it's Thursday night. The first Waterfest of the season takes place this evening at the Leach Amphitheater. Special pricing for people who come out early this evening. That's Newsworthy for a Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I'm Bob Brunell. Have a great weekend.